The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so they might go and anoint him. Very early, when the sun had risen on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll back the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. On entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe, and they were utterly amazed. He said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus Christ truly rose from the dead, body and soul, glorified and all. Jesus rose from the dead. What is significant, though, is not that Jesus simply rose from the dead. After all, he raised three other people from the dead, the most famous being Lazarus. St. Dominic raised two people from the dead. And while the numbers are debatable, St. Vincent Ferrer raised at least 25 people from the dead. But in all of those cases, the people died again. Yet when Christ rose from the dead, he rose to never die again. He had truly conquered death. And that is what makes his resurrection different. There's something so powerful about that. Because where the head has gone before, so too goes the body. In other words, since Jesus is our example in all things, and since he has refashioned our humanity in everything that he did, his own resurrection to a life eternally with body and soul is the first step toward our future reality. That at the end of time, God will raise the bodies of the dead, and those bodies will be reunited to their souls. This is what we profess in the Creed every week. But like with Jesus, whose body became glorified because his soul no longer hid its glory, so too will the bodies of the saints in heaven shine out with an eternal glory, a glory that manifests the goodness of God and adds to the delights of the heavenly court. Even before reflecting on the manifestations of the risen Jesus to Mary Magdalene, to the disciples on the road to Emmaus, like we heard tonight at Mass, to the doubting Thomas, like we will hear this coming Sunday, and all of his post-resurrection appearances, even before those moments, it's important to sit with the reality that Jesus rose, that he rose from the dead to die no more, and that he rose with a glorified body, and that his resurrection is the exemplar for our own future resurrection. This then is an invitation for us to see our bodies not as vehicles in which our souls reside on this side of eternal life, but rather as gifts from the Lord, gifts to be loved, gifts to be ordered to God, and gifts to be seen as part of our being for all eternity. For one day, our bodies will be reunited with our souls, either in heaven, where they will add to the sweetness of the blessed in heaven, or eternally in hell, where they will add to the depth of the sufferings of the damned. As St. Paul says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been purchased at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. We were purchased at the price of the most precious blood, flowing out of the sacred body of Jesus Christ. But that body, when raised, became the symbol of eternal salvation and the example showing forth our eternal living. And so may the reality of the resurrection be a cause that leads us to change how we live, so that we can be more deeply and perfectly united to the Lord Jesus, who has gone before us and has paved the way to heaven. Lord Jesus, risen from the dead to die no more, risen with a glorified body that reveals the splendor of your soul and manifests the goodness of God, help us to grow in faith as you roll the stone away from our hearts, so that like the women and the apostles, we might come to a deeper faith in your resurrection and the new life that you are offering to all of us through it, so that one day we may join you in heaven, and then when all time comes to an end, experience the increased blessedness of the new heavens and the new earth, wherewith our bodies and souls united once again, we may sing your praises for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.